This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. In Cairo today, clashes between Coptic Christian protesters and the Egyptian military left at least 19 people dead and more than 100 wounded. The violence erupted after the Christians were marching to protest what they claimed was an attack on a church in southern Egypt by radical Muslims. NPR's Soraya Sardi-Nelson is in Cairo. So, Soraya, what's going on there today?
Well, this was supposed to be a peaceful protest, and that's how it started. But unfortunately, it erupted into violence, and there are reports that some of the protesters picked up guns of the soldiers that had come out to calm them or control them. And there are also reports that the military, in fact, used some of their vehicles to run over protesters. And so with between that sort of violence with the gunfire, there was also rock throwing, vehicles being lit on fire. And all of downtown, this area around the state television building, which is where the protest was focused, erupted into incredible violence. And this violence then escalated to the point where witnesses were reporting that people picked up guns and started firing at the soldiers. And in the end, there were many dead and many more wounded.
So, Soraya, what is the initial tension here between the Coptic Christians and the Muslims?
Since Mubarak, Hosni Mubarak, the former president, left office in February, there's been an escalating tension between some of the more ultra-conservative Muslims and the Christians here. And in this case, the problem and the feeling is that they're doing anything to try and prevent that or to stop that escalation. And in this case, we were talking about several churches, one church in particular in the city of Aswan in the south that had been attacked, and the Christians were demanding that this church be rebuilt and that people's homes that had been destroyed also be rebuilt.
That's NPR's Soraya Sardi-Nelson in Cairo. Soraya, thanks.
You're welcome.